The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The radio show that helps you take control of your genes. Why? To become the world expert on your body. That's why. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. Welcome in today. I'm Joe Galewski. Bridget's here today to reach Dr. Mike on the phone, 877-711-5211. udocs@gmail.com. It's udocs@gmail.com. We're also on iHeartRadio Talk. You can add Radio MD and You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. You can go to iHeartRadio.com. You can download the app. You can go to the web and go on the internet. When you go on the internet, you click Talk in the main menu of iHeartRadio.com. Then you search. You won't search for long. You'll search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, and reach us that way. Want to welcome a couple of new affiliates to the show. We thank them for being here, being part of the show. Every week, it's WKAL Radio in Rome, New York, AM 1450, and WMTR FM in Toledo, Ohio. And a growing list of radio affiliates every week. So thanks for being here every week. Dr. Mike's here. Bridget is here. Not yet a doctor. I don't think she's studying to be a doctor. But
yeah, I'm not.
You never know. Change of plan, you never know. Anything can happen. Dr. Gary Ginsberg will be joining us at 20 after the hour. Is spray foam insulation safe? Camping tenting is popular. Dr. Ginsberg will talk about don't touch the tent, why you shouldn't touch the tent. So that's something that's kind of interesting as well. And we'll probably do a Real Age Tip of the Week this week. In this hour. So before we get to Dr. Ginsberg at 20 after the hour, more of the most interesting medical stories of the week, and there are many every week. Here's one that's needs some explaining, Dr. Mike. Which fat you eat determines where you get fat. So tell us more about that.
This is a very interesting study. They took a small number of people and they randomly assigned them, meaning small number, meaning around 40, I think it was 39, and they randomly assigned them to eat 750 extra calories of either a saturated fat, palm oil, or a polyunsaturated fat, I think it was soybean oil, and then they saw what happened to them. And the ones who ate the palm oil, the saturated fat, gained fat in their waist. Everyone got fatter because you're eating 750 calories more per day. But the ones who ate the palm oil, the saturated fat, had fat accumulate in their belly. Whereas the ones who ate the unsaturated fat had fat in the muscle, which is much less hazardous. That is, fat in the belly causes inflammation, causes the liver to accumulate fat, is associated with heart disease, stroke, impotence, wrinkles, and cancer. All those things come from inflammation. So the point of this is, it isn't just whether you eat too many calories or not. We're all in America eating too many calories right now. But in fact, the news is that what type of calories you eat and avoiding saturated fat seems to be key for avoiding gaining belly fat, avoiding the diseases that are associated with belly fat.
Eating grilled pork and other red meats, there's a connection between that and diabetes and some other afflictions?
Yeah, this is, you create what are called AGEs. It's not necessary to know. It's advanced glycosylation products or substances, and those substances are associated with an acceleration of mental decline and an acceleration of diabetes. So the point we're bringing up here is that it is not just what you're eating, but how you're preparing it. So grilling is at very high temperature, and you sear certain of the proteins into these AGEs, and that's associated with when you grill pork or grill other red meat. So pork is a red meat, but when you grill pork or red meat, you create these things which are associated with a loss of mental function and an increase in insulin resistance or diabetes. So it is not just what you're eating, but how you're preparing it. Joe?
So searing is what? Searing is when you put it on a high heat for X amount of minutes and creates those lines, those dark lines in the meat, right?
Correct. That's what searing typically is. But in this case, it is turning the proteins in pork and other red meats into advanced glycolation end products, or AGEs. And that occurs when you use high heat grilled into the meat. So if you did it with fish or you do it with vegetables, you don't get the AGEs. You just do with, and it may be the relationship of saturated fat with the dripping on the hot flame or grill fire.
It's kind of interesting because you watch these cooking shows and you see these chefs on these cooking shows when they're cooking steaks. And they're searing them all the time, you know. And they say that's you have to have the steak seared, right? So all of these restaurants that, you know, cook these steaks, they sear their meats all the time.
Yeah,
it's a double bad. So it is, they're teaching you bad information. One of the things you learn as you're a physician in this field, who's a scientist like I am, and who tries to look at and give people accurate information, is how much inaccurate and how much bad information comes out. So people say, well, you've got to eat your meat this way. Well, if you eat your meat this way, you're going to cause disease. No reason to eat your meat this way. You can get it flavored and taste just as good other ways and get much less disease. So that's a key point in red meat. We now know it causes AGEs, which increase the risk of diabetes and cancer and heart disease. We also know that eating it changes what is the bacteria in your gut to help you produce inflammatory things that cause plaques to rupture, again, increasing your risk of stroke and heart disease and increasing your risk of cancer. So a lot of reasons to avoid red meat and, if you will, high carnitine, lecithin, that's in the egg yolk type diet.
Into your
but if you're
going to
cook a steak... Go ahead, Bridget. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, to your point, chefs, a lot of times, their main concern is the flavor of the food. They're not trained in how to prepare the food nutritiously unless it's a personal interest of theirs or they have some kind of additional nutrition degree. So a lot of these restaurants that have the chefs, it'll be interesting to see with all the push for more nutritious foods what pressure will be put on chefs to care more about the health of the food and the and how you make food taste good, but also make it healthy.
Now, but if you're going to cook a steak, and if people are going to cook a steak, all right, that's not going away. If you have to cook, grill a steak, well, medium well, rare obviously can't be good. Rare, medium rare, medium well done. What's the best?
Well, a couple of things. One is you want to marinate it. So what they didn't show in this study but has been shown in other studies is if you marinate it for 15 minutes, you decrease those hazardous chemicals by more than 90%, even if you sear it and cook it at the high and grill it. So marinate. The second thing is have a tilted grill pan so that you're not heating the fat as it's dripping down. You want to have the fat not get to the fire because it apparently is the fat and the fire together that increase the AGEs.
So all right, we'll be back with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Okay, Michael, we'll be back with Dr. G What's toxic, what's not, coming up after the break. You, the Owner's Emmanuel Radio Show with Dr. Mike on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamin C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize a message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by YouBeauty.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins. Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for the hour. Coming up for the end of the hour, time for What's Toxic and What's Not with Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Every week at this time, Dr. Mike, pick the topic from Dr. G's mailbag you like.
Well, the one that is most fascinating is DDT and cancer, since we still use DDT, don't we, Gary?
Well, yeah, Mike, we don't in this country. It is banned, but it is allowed for antimalarial use because it's one of the most effective antimalarial agents still around, but it is persistent in the environment, and it is a cancer risk. But in this particular state, so it's allowed in the third world. Matter of fact, I just read a study that looked at how DDT is being used to spray homes, the walls of homes in African villages, to try to hold down the spread of malaria there. So there could be heavy exposure still in the third world, and some of that does make its way up into our food chain. So DDT exposure is still happening out there, even to us, even though it's banned in the U.S. But this story was not cancer, it was Alzheimer's disease, and Alzheimer's disease has been a mystery. There's some genetic links, but still, what is the environmental aspect of it? We know that cigarette smoking actually decreases your risk of Parkinson's disease, smoking and Parkinson's. But Alzheimer's disease now is being linked to higher body accumulation, body burden of DDT. A study from a combination of Texas and Georgia researchers looked at a bunch of older people who have Alzheimer's and some who don't. They found four times higher levels. That's a pretty strong signal. Four times higher levels of DDE, a metabolite of DDT, in the blood of those people that do have the disease. And then they did a fascinating thing. They didn't just leave it to the association, because epidemiology associations could be for any number of reasons, but then they actually looked at some of the people who were dead, found that the levels in their brain were similar to the levels in the blood, showing that the blood was indicating what was accumulating over time in their brains. And we know that as you get older, you tend to get high levels of these persistent chemicals. They could build up in your fat, they could build up in your brain. And then they, one step further, they exposed brain cells in test tubes to these levels of DDT, and they got the Alzheimer improper protein buildup in those cells. So it's looking like this environmental chemical banned in this country, still allowed in the third world. And look, I know a lot of older folks who used chemicals like DDT around the foundation of the homes to kill termites. It was sprayed in homes, inside of homes, back in the 1940s and 50s at parks. So the horse has sort of left the barn on this one. We're trying to rein it all back in. But this would be a fascinating, fascinating link to what causes Alzheimer's disease, because DDT is not the only chemical that persists in the body, gets to the brain, is neurotoxic. It opens the door to things like flame retardants. What do they do to brain chemistry? So all very interesting new information.
All right, now speaking of stuff that's sprayed.
What's that, Mike?
Well, I love the one on tenting. And Joe likes the spray foam insulation safe. So take either one and then do the other one.
Why don't we go with tenting? We will go. And hey, it's not really camping season yet, but it will be soon. And so let me get to the bottom line before I cover the news part of it. And that is, wash your hands when you are out in the woods camping. And, you know, when you're grubby and you're cooking over a fire, it's kind of nice to, like, not have to worry about washing your hands and cleanliness, and it's kind of dark, and you don't know how clean the soup is and how clean your fork is, and you say the heck with it, and you rough it, right? Well, this study from researchers from, I believe, Boston University, they looked at about 15 brands of tents, and they looked for flame retardants in the tent material. And the flame retardants are neurotoxic. They can also be potentially hormone disruptive and even carcinogenic. They found a banned one, DECA, brominated diphenyl ether, and another one, chlorinated tris, which is a high concern chemical in the tents. And then they looked at people who set up tents. I think this was a mock simulation, and the people setting up the tents had had increased levels in their hands. So that says that, hey, when after you set up a tent, you know, you're touching it a lot, some of that can rub off on you. Good idea that before you cook dinner to make sure you have the water carboy set up and you run the water and all soap. Get your hands cleaned up. You know, hopefully in the future, tents will have safer chemicals in them. But right now, the tent you buy at whatever store is probably going to have some chemical. You know, you want to go out to nature and have that natural experience, you're bringing along with you some flame retardants. So just be aware of keep the hands clean and before you touch the food.
See, that's why a 4-star hotel sounds much more appealing to me, Gary. You know what I mean?
don't you want to breathe in all that smoky fire? My pet peeve about going to a campground is that everybody's burning fires at the same time, and it's like you're in, you know, it's like you're in almost like the fire zone.
Yeah. But then you got the bed bugs with the hotel sometimes, so you can't win one way or the other. All right, now how about the other one? Mike liked the tent thing. Spray foam insulation, yes or no?
Yeah, I get this question a lot. The news is really starting to increase about that. So this is mostly for new construction. You will be asked the question, well, what do you want us to put in the attic and inside the walls? And there are some choices. And what they may choose, what the builder may choose for you, because it's relatively inexpensive and easy to install, is the spray foam insulation. And more we're hearing reports that certain chemicals like isocyanates, which are pretty irritating, may be off-gassing from the material for some period of time that can cause people irritation and even asthmatic reactions. So go with other blown-in materials like cellulose for the walls or rigid styrofoam or even the fiberglass batting, which, you know, there's been some bad rap about that, but that's really not asbestos. Those fibers are not really that toxic. But the spray foam, it's almost like going back to the urea formaldehyde foam or the UC problem we had in the 1980s, where there was formaldehyde off-gassing out of the insulation. Now we're getting a different chemical that doesn't last as long as the formaldehyde in the walls, but still could be off-gassing. So you want to watch out for the spray foam insulation that contains the isocyanates.
All right, about a minute to go. One more minute that we got to go to the break. The FDA and Indian cigarettes. What can you tell us about that briefly?
Yeah. These are biddies. They're called BIDIs. And the FDA, about 2-3 years ago, was given the authority by Congress to regulate tobacco as a drug, nicotine as a drug. So now that opened up the door to FDA to saying no to certain kinds of cigarettes, like if the nicotine level is too high and it's too addicting, they could regulate that. They can't ban nicotine, but they can regulate it, and they can also ban other ingredients in the cigarettes. These four brands have been on the watch list, and biddies in general on the watch list, because it's particularly attractive to young people, because they're cheap. And FDA has had trouble regulating them. The sales are taking off in adolescence. And the FDA has targeted these four brands because they're not disclosing their ingredients. Cigarettes, tobacco has become more carcinogenic in the last 15, 20 years because of flavor enhancers. And this brand, these four brands did not release their ingredients. FDA is pulling them off the shelves within 30 days. First time they are banning any brand of tobacco. So it's a big step for FDA into the world of regulating cigarettes.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, whatstoxic.com, is his wonderful website. Did you know room lighting affects your decision making? It certainly does. And how clean is that stethoscope your doctor uses? Coming up on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom. I'm
Thanks,
very
honey.
Proud of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.org to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com for your email question or comment on the show for Dr. Mike Roizen weekly. Before the end of the hour, it's a Real Age Tip. If you've crafted a Real Age Tip of the Week, Dr. Mike.
Well, I was going to do one of the important things that is happening now, and that is the e-cigarettes and what to do about getting more information. So my tip relates to what people can do about e-cigarettes and getting more information. So we'll come back to that in the last minute and a half of the hour.
Got it. It's a $2 billion business, so it's a pretty big medical story. This is the average obese woman. How much do you figure she exercises a year? What's on average?
Well, this is really amazing. They actually put bracelets on people and track them for a long period of time, and in as part of the CDC's Nehane study. And they, the amazing thing is, they got less than an hour a year. It's almost impossible to get that little. By the way, obese men only got 3.5 hours. So it's really tiny, Joe.
What would exercise 1 hour a year? What could you possibly do to
1 hour a year?
What could you possibly
amazing,
do to exercise?
Right?
I know it.
Well, walking fast is an exercise. What? That's right. I mean, that's how small it is.
Oh my.
But remember, obese guys don't do much more.
No. That's incredible. You know, these
they counted
these new
that,
phones
by the way,
out.
They counted that as raise. They counted that by raising your heart rate into a level that is a little bit higher than what it normally is at rest. That is, if you walked but didn't raise your heart rate above 100, it didn't count as exercise. So you had to raise your heart rate to 105. That's the amount that you get, Joe, when you walk on a reasonable pace. You get up to 105. So it's really doing very, very little exercise.
But it wouldn't
very little.
Wouldn't their heart rate get higher easier, you know, with like less activity, because it's so much harder for their body. They're working their body so much more.
Exactly. So that shows you how little, that's exactly right, Bridget, but that shows you how little they're really doing. I mean, it's like they are hardly getting off a couch or a chair. I mean, probably the most of the activity was in getting to the refrigerator.
Yeah. For that amount of time. Boy, that is beyond belief
to me. Or
to
the phone to order takeout,
unreal. Partners, buddies, are keys to getting and staying healthy, Dr. Mike. How so?
Well, they encourage you to stay healthy, and they give you a meaning in life. So this what this came out of was a study of heart attack victims in, that is, people who died after a heart attack or stroke. If you look at their partner, their married partner, they had a doubling of the risk of dying in the next 30 days. So if one partner, you often see this in a memorial. If you go to a cemetery, you'll see that there are an awful lot of people who die very close to one another. And it turns out it's about 30% of people will die quickly after their spouse dies. And it's a real doubling of the heart attack and stroke risk when your partner dies in the next 30 days. It's not just for that 6-month period, which is common, but it is really, there's an acceleration in that first 30 days. It's the real reason that in one of the recent shows, we had the author of the alphabet, a breast cancer alphabet, a great book. I encourage anyone to get it. It's a wonderful book, not just for breast cancer survivors or people who get breast cancer, but for anyone with a serious illness or cancer, because it talks about how to organize your friends and the kindnesses and accept kindnesses. So many of us will have friends who call and ask for things. Can they help when someone in your family is sick or dies? And the answer is yes. And what you've got to do is plan for it a little bit. Think about what you need done, whether it is meals delivered, etc. But don't refuse them. Accept them. It does the person who is giving you good, and it does you good. Just that contact with the outside world and understanding how much people want to help and care about each other is a key thing for getting motivation to live and to live well on.
All right. Room lighting and making decisions. What's the connection on that?
Oh, this is a wonderful story. You know, the company Delos Living has developed a WELL standard, much as there's a LEED standard for green buildings. Well, there's a standard for WELL because the change in lighting, the change in heat makes a difference. So you always know that crime dramas frequently depict detectives interrogating suspect criminals under bright lights to get the truth out of them. Well, it turns out that's true. Your human emotions, both positive and negative, are experienced more strongly, more intensely under bright lights. So this was a research conducted in Canada at the University of Toronto Scarborough and at Northwestern in Illinois, and they looked at it in the Journal of Consumer Psychology. But it was a total of 6 studies looking at different lighting conditions that asked participants to rate several things, including the spiciness of chicken wing sauce, the aggressiveness of fictional characters, the feeling about certain words. And what you came out with is that under bright lights, all emotions were stronger. The chicken wing sauce tasted spicier, etc. So the participants drank more favorable juice and less unfavorable juice. So the point is, we perceive this as heat, and the perception of heat triggers emotions. That's how they think it works. So if you're selling emotionally expressive products such as engagement rings, have the store as brightly lit as possible. But that's because you will make decisions if you're the shopper in those situations where you express those emotions stronger, so you'll feel more like buying it.
With the exception of diners, why are most restaurants dimly lit, do you think?
Well, if you can't see the food, you can't see all the bugs that are infesting it, the dirt on the plates, etc. No, I don't know the answer to that, Joe. But it is that we the interesting thing is we wrote about this in the book You Being Beautiful. There's a series of studies on when people will order more food and when they'll order more expensive food. And the taste of food. So, and also whether the food looks better or not. And so I'll have to come back because I know I researched this in the past. I can't remember the results, but there is a result for why some places are brightly lit and some places are dimly lit.
No, I'd like to know that. Maybe you can recollect that when we go to the break here. Maybe get some information on that. Yet to come is another
relay. I can't get it that fast because I did that. I can't get it that fast, Joe. I'm going to have to read the chapter in the book again. Okay. But it's in You Being Beautiful.
For another time. Okay, coming up after the break, a relay tip. We'll get to the stethoscope cleanliness story. And what percentage of calories do you think in the U.S. food supply go uneaten? Interesting answer, and you'll hear that coming up. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of 2. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout: give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week, 5 minutes away from Mark. E-cigarettes, the topic of Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip before the end of the hour in this hour. So stick around for that. All right, Dr. Mike, stethoscopes, how dirty are they?
Well, they're dirtier than anything else, it turns out. You know, it's interesting. I was trained in an era where we washed, where we, between patients, we took one of those alcohol wipes and washed our stethoscope. So I've always been amazed at stories that say they actually have some dirt on them, because I thought everyone was trained to do it. Turns out they're dirtier and they have more of the bad bacteria on them than anything else, including the handle on the throne, etc. So they're a very dirty thing. And so what this article should stimulate is physicians not only washing their hands more, but washing all parts of their stethoscope. So we take the alcohol wipe and not only wash the part that touches the patient, but touches it, but every part of the stethoscope, including the plastic tubing and the parts that go in your ear, etc., because you need to have all those parts, because you'll be touching one to the other pretty soon if you're dealing with a patient. So wash them carefully, and you as a patient should question your doc to make sure they wash all parts of anything that touches them.
You should probably look at your doctor's tie while you're at it too, right?
Well, I that's apparently what said that you needed to have a laundered tie, because the tie contains a lot of bacteria on them, especially if the tie drips down on you. So we were taught to tuck the ties into the shirt, and in fact, in the Cleveland Clinic outfits that the physicians wear, there are no ties.
So if your doctor's tie looks like somebody working behind the counter at Jack in the Box, I'd question that, right?
Yeah, it probably is growing some good things.
How many, what percentage of calories are go uneaten in this country?
Bridget, this is yours. I was totally amazed, okay. But Bridget dug this article up, so she should do this one.
So it's astonishing. There's approximately 31%, which is equivalent to 133 billion pounds of food that is lost from human consumption, and this was collected from 2010 data. But all of food is lost, about 1,249 calories per American per day is wasted and goes uneaten.
So what do you mean by what do you mean by that? It goes uneaten. You mean people throw food away, right?
Yeah, food waste is basically when, so there's a number of different things that happen that contribute to it, and some of it has to do with grocery stores having they have to have a certain quality of the produce to having meeting standards for the color and things like that. Sometimes that food can go to waste. There's a lot of nonprofits that work to get that food into food banks or other places, but with restaurants having food that that's not necessarily bad, but is past the expiration date of the food that they're allowed to keep, that gets thrown away. So it's just all of the food waste from even just not finishing your meals. So there's a lot of food waste, which is a huge problem because there's an increase in hunger across the world, and I think that will only get worse as time goes on because there's predictions that there won't be enough food in the food supply by the year 2050.
Do you think that people tend to overbuy when they go to the grocery store? You've seen some of the shopping carts people have, and if I have five items, I'm always behind that person that has the shopping cart that's full to the top of the shopping cart. Do you think people overbuy, spend too much when they go to the grocery store?
Yes, I think that that's a huge problem, especially when people don't know what to do with the foods that they're buying. If they're buying fresh produce or fresh, I think that it's a big problem with fresh produce that they get.
Well, Joe,
they want to be healthier, they buy
yeah,
it.
Joe, I want to weigh in here because it's better to throw it away than to eat it and get fat. So I think that people buy more at grocery stores than they should eat. And because they've got it at home, they feel an obligation to eat it. So I'd rather say it's better to waste it, it's obviously best to not buy it in the first place, but there is a lot of plate food waste as well as waste in transportation, et cetera. But the plate food waste, that is what's on your plate that's not eaten, that's a good thing if you don't eat everything on your plate, and it would be better to not buy it in the first place.
Well, and the study found that the major food groups that were wasted were added fats, grains, and added sugar. So that is a good thing for being wasted.
Right. Okay. Time now for the infamous Dr. Mike Roizen Real Age Tip of the Week.
What should you do about e-cigarettes? Well, that's a question that you should have an input in, as well as talk to the FDA. So the FDA is accepting comments about how it should respond to e-cigarettes. The problems of e-cigarettes are the lack of current regulation mean that none of us really know the risk of e-cigarettes, when it's used as intended or not, how much nicotine or other chemicals are in the refills or in the originals, what happens with secondhand vapor or smoke from the e-cigarettes, and whether e-cigarettes lead more people to try cigarettes because they've tried e-cigarettes, and why and what age should be allowed to smoke or vape, as it's called, these cigarettes. And vape is just a catchword. They're really smoking it. So the key point is what we don't know, some people are shedding light on. And it seems to me that rather than let this $2 billion industry grow to $10 billion and cause us a major problem, we don't know whether it will or not, that we insist on some studies and insist the FDA, insist the manufacturers do some studies before they can sell them. The Roswell Park scientists recently found that one in four products contain 20% different, and they didn't list a lot of the toxins in the products. So we don't know the risk, and it appears there is a risk. Basic message, write the FDA and tell them you want more data. And that's the Real Age tip of the week. Joe?
Okay, good job, Dr. Mike. Good job, Bridget. Thanks for listening to our show today. You miss any segments along the way, you never miss them. You're always near RadioMD.com. We want to thank our new affiliates, radio station WKAL, 1450 in Rome, New York. Also WMTR-FM in Toledo, Ohio. Welcome aboard, and thanks a lot for listening. This has been You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.